Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. This is going to be an ongoing series. We're going to be teaching about, is it okay for a Christian to sin? This is a teaching we've done, so we're going to just do parts of it each day. If you would like it in its entirety, at the end of this, you'll be able to get a phone number and an address where you can call and get it in its entirety. We send them free and postpaid. So praise the Lord Jesus as you listen today. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Let me tell you, it don't work like that. I've only seen one person raised from the dead in my entire life. Only one. I had a preacher here a while back say, when's the last time you saw somebody raised from the dead? He was talking about some of these things. And I started to jump up in that Baptist church and say, I saw one. But I thought, yes, I better not in this Baptist church. But I have. I spoke over him. He's still alive today. He lives down in Granbury, Texas. The guy was dead somewhere between 20 minutes and a half hour when I was called. I mean, you know, you got to really have stepped off into losing your mind to think you can raise somebody from the dead. But Jesus said we could do that. And that's where my faith was that day. Actually, that night, in the wee hours of the morning. This man had a stroke, a heart attack or something. And his wife said he was sitting on the side of the bed and he screamed out. And she said the loudest roar I ever heard in my life came out of his mouth as he fell over on the bed dead. Guess what that was that came out of him? A demon of hell. Screaming as he came out of him. And he killed him. And he dropped dead and the demon left him. Paramedics were called. They got there. No heartbeat, no pulse. They shock treated him over and over. And finally, after about 20 minutes or so of shock treatments, everything else, no pulse, no nothing, his son-in-law, which was a paramedic, he called me and said, Thurman, we just lost him. He told me his name and said he had a heart attack and said we've been here trying everything we know, hadn't had a heart attack or a pulse in over 20 minutes and said he's gone. I said, let's pray. He said, Thurman, it's too late to pray. He's dead. I said, it's never too late to pray. What did God tell us to do? Everything in prayer and thanksgiving. With supplication, of course, let your humble request be made known unto the king. I submitted a humble request to the king and rebuked the spirit of death and commanded that spirit of death to leave that man and commanded the spirit of life to come back in him. And that son-in-law gasped. He said, my gosh, Thurman, I've got a heartbeat. He's alive. He said, I'm taking him to Irving to the hospital. Now then, if you've cleansed yourself and purified yourself, God will use you as an honor, a vessel fit for his service. But if you're going to go out there and live like the world does, he ain't going to use you very much. He ain't going to be associated with sin. He's not going to let you live in sin and raise people from the dead. That's probably why I hadn't been able to raise anybody else from the dead, because I got more sin in my life than I should have, even though I'm trying to walk holy before God. But they took him down to Irving, the hospital. I got up, drove down there a long ways from where I live down there. I got there 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and asked where he was, and they told me. I saw a doctor coming out of his room. I said, how's he doing? He said, well, he's stable. He said he'd been better off if he'd have stayed dead. I said, why? He said, well, the paramedic said he had no heartbeat or no pulse for 20 or 30 minutes at least. So said he's brain dead. You know, he said he won't no oxygen. He'll be a vegetable. He'd be better off if he'd have stayed dead. And, of course, we don't have people of faith no more. So I looked over and I said, Doc, you see those hands? He said, yes. Well, right now that's got a big blister in the palm of it where I worked last week, but that's okay. I said, you see those hands? He said, yes. I said, there's an anointing power of God in those hands. I said, I'm going to lay hands on that man. And God said he'll get well. He didn't say he'll be a vegetable. Amen. And of course he looked at me and didn't say a word, just walked off. What would you expect? Miracles are not really that common in our hospitals today, are they? They're not really that common in our churches. So that tells us something about us purifying ourselves and walking holy before God. If the King we serve is not doing anything for you or not answering your prayer, you need to examine your life, because I guarantee you don't have it straight with Him. He answers prayer of faith after you walk in love and holiness. But that man in 3 weeks was back at work, fully recovered. He worked till he retired, and he's still fully good shape. He's still alive and well. I talked to him here a while back on the telephone. He lives in Granbury, Texas. He retired, and him and his wife bought a little home down there on the lake, and he's fishing and enjoying life. Isn't that amazing? But yet a few years ago, he was stone dead. Seemed like I read in the Word where Jesus said we're supposed not only to lay hands on the sick, we're supposed to raise the dead. We sure don't see much of that, do we? I think about a man. Ty and I was talking about Shackleton. What?
Bob Shadows, yeah.
I went to a church. I heard Bob Shadows. Bob Shadows was a Baptist. But Bob Shadows got fed up with not seeing God do nothing. And he went to God and told him, said, Lord, I want to see you do something like you say you do in this book. And the Lord spoke to him, said, Bob, I heard Bob tell this myself when I was over in East Texas listening at a church where he was teaching. He said, the Lord spoke to him and said, I will only confirm what you teach. If you're willing to teach salvation, people will be saved. If you'll teach or preach healing, I will heal them. He said, Lord, I want to see somebody raised from the dead. He said, preach it. So Bob said that next Sunday, he preached, Jesus is the one that raises from the dead. And he preached all those scriptures he could find about that. He said, man, I really thought I'd done a good job. He said, Monday about noon, my phone rang. And said, Brother Shadows, we need you to come down to the hospital. He said, oh, what's wrong? We got somebody sick? He said, no, my husband John passed away about an hour ago, and I want you to come down here and raise him from the dead. He said, I wilted. He said, I got on my... I said, you want me to come? I said, yeah, yes, you preach. You said yesterday, God raises from the dead. You're the pastor, so come down here and put your hands on him. And I want him back alive. Oh, you're talking about a Baptist preacher that goes into agony. He falls on his face. Oh, God, if you don't show up, Lord. Oh, he's in trouble. He said, I go down there to that hospital. I walk in one of them little grandchildren. They ain't excited. And Grandma's been telling them, Brother Shadow's coming down here. He's going to raise Grandpa from the dead. There ain't no problem. So there ain't nobody in tears. When Brother Shadow raised one of them grandbabies, Brother said, oh, Brother Shadow, praise the Lord. You're here to raise my granddaddy from the dead. And he says, quiet, son, quiet. Oh, you talking about putting a Baptist preacher to the test? That'll put a Pentecostal preacher to the test. He said, I went in there in that room where John was, and he said, I looked over there, and that doctor sitting there said, she won't let me do nothing until you get here. And he said, I looked over there and said, the doctor, he knows she's crazy, and he knows I'm crazy. And he said, I look over there, John, and said, John said, I walk over and touch John and said, he's hard and he's stone cold dead. He said, I'll fall on my knees. He said, oh, God. If there's ever a time you need God, it's right there. You ever felt helpless? Let me tell you, when life and death is at stake, you're helpless. But he cried out to God. He had preached it the day before. And that day, he said, when I laid my hands on him, said, I closed my eyes. I said, oh, Lord, only you know. I said, I'm understanding what Ezekiel felt like. But he said, Lord, I command life back in Brother John. And he said, I heard a scream. And I opened my eyes, and Brother John's eyes was open. He's looking right straight at me, blinking his eyes. He said, I thought, oh, God, thank you, Lord. And he healed him. He raised John up, and John raised from the dead, and he did live. And he got up and walked off from there. See, why does God not do nothing for us? Because we don't believe He can. And so when we don't believe, that's sin. Is Christians supposed to sin?
No.
No. But that's like here a while back. There was a lady called me just 2 or 3 months ago, and she wanted me to fly to another state and raise her 29-year-old son from the dead. I told her, ma'am, I don't have that kind of faith. I just can't do it. I mean, the boy overdosed on drugs. You know, he didn't live a good Christian life. He killed himself. I don't know. But I didn't have the faith. I just told her, I said, ma'am, I'm sorry. I don't have the faith to get on an airplane and waste your money coming. I don't believe when I get there the boy's going to be raised from the dead. So there, if I don't believe that, ain't no use in me going. But that day the woman bought me an airplane ticket to go to Corpus to pray over a woman that's going to die in a week. I said, sure, I'll go. I had faith when I left that woman was going to be healed. And I'm telling you, that woman was instantly healed of terminal cancer. Supposed to die in a week. And that woman gained her weight back, became a beautiful woman, and lived for several more years, praise God. And then because of a wrong statement by her husband one day, and the husband gave medicine the glory. She wasn't even in a doctor's office. She got healed right there under the presence of my hands as Jesus touched her and healed her and raised her up, and it was instantly healed. And years later, her husband made a statement something like this. She got well because of the herbs and things that I give her. It wasn't God. And let me tell you, that beautiful woman in 30 days was stone dead. He made that statement. I thought, I can only see God say, okay, if you don't believe I sent my servant Thurman down there to raise that woman up and heal her, if you think them herbs and that medicine and those health foods you've been feeding her, if that's what had done it, then let me just back off and let you and them health foods have it. And I'll tell you, when he did, bam, 30 days, she's dead. You don't make fun of God. You walk holy before Him. Now then, after reigning and ruling with Christ, this is where we're supposed to live if we'll walk in obedience to God's Word in Romans 5:17. But then after all these wonderful things that He's given us in verse chapter 6, verse 1 says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? What is His answer? Oh, what do you think God forbid means? I mean, what is it we don't understand about that? God forbid. In other words, is that something like this? You come up and say, Thurman, can I have your new pickup? I say, no. You understand what that means? God forbid that you have my new pickup. Yeah, Cheryl says no too, because that's hers. She loves driving around that little 5-speed. I didn't know I had a race car driver on my hand until I got that little pickup. Whoa! I'm back in the days when I was a teenager. You know, hang on, put your seatbelt on, Snoopy. You know, well, what are you? I didn't know I was married to a race car driver. But she loves to zip around that little truck. Praise the Lord. We'll have to stop right there today with the teaching, but we'll continue tomorrow. So we invite you to give us a call if you'd like this teaching in its entirety, free and postpaid. We send out everything free and postpaid. Give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there go to free media, and you can fill out an order form, and you can order anything you like there, free and postpaid. We'll send it to you. And remember, Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the only Lord and only God. So whatever you do, serve Jesus, the King. Praise the Lord.